The world has undergone huge systemic changes over the last 2 to 3 years. Now, on the surface, it may seem really chaotic and random, but behind world events are a core group of people driving the global changes we're experiencing. While only a few years ago, the Great Reset could easily have been dismissed and labeled a conspiracy theory, and it was. But before you also dismiss it, consider that the terms the Great Reset and New World Order are now pretty widely used by governments, world leaders, and influential individuals. The Great Reset is going to affect your life, so it's important to understand it so you can make the right decisions for you and your family moving forward. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about what is the Great Reset and why it's not a conspiracy theory, who's behind it and why, and the single best way to respond to the Great Reset moving forward. I'm Liz Watt. Welcome or welcome back to where we discuss self-development, spirituality, and how to find purpose and meaning in a world gone mad. So to understand the Great Reset, we're going to have to begin with the World Economic Forum, or the WEF, and a man called Klaus Schwab. So their website states, the World Economic Forum is the international organization for public-private cooperation. So that's cooperation between private organizations and public governments. So it was founded by Klaus Schwab in 1971 and says they are independent, impartial, and not tied to any special interests, and moral and intellectual integrity is at the heart of everything it does. So members include really large national and multinational or international companies such as financial institutions, utilities, and product brands like Pepsi and Ralph Lauren. Membership is in the tens of thousands of dollars and prohibitive to the average individual or small business. We're just not able to join. So it's left up to people with money and resources. So the WEF promotes itself as addressing topics and issues like artificial intelligence, climate change, cybersecurity, the metaverse, the environment, health, and education. Members and representatives frequently refer to the term the Great Reset, and its founder has even published a book of the same name. So you can't say that it's not real. So the World Economic Forum operates as private organizations or businesses partnering with public governments. Now, in addition to the World Economic Forum, centralized global organizations that have become prominent over the last few years include the World Health Organization, or the WHO, and the United Nations, or the UN. So the United Nations outlines details of the Great Reset in the document Agenda 21 Earth Summit from a summit they had in 1992. So again, they've been at this for a while. Now they've rebranded Agenda 21, being 2021, to Agenda 2030. I'll leave the links for these documents and references in the description so that you can delve into them a little deeper. Now on the surface, this seems like a really great noble cause, trying to address global issues and create really positive global change for the world. So what's the problem then? Well, there's a few things to consider. The WEF is a private organization created and funded by wealthy individuals and companies. Membership's limited to those who can afford it. Members and representatives are not elected, and they're a central global organization trying to impose their worldviews and their agendas on individual governments and all of us. So many of these people and organizations have conflicting interests and agendas that might benefit from certain actions and recommendations of the WEF. So members include large national and multinational corporations whose action or inaction can then impact governments and entire nations and economies and could be used to induce governments to do certain things, introduce certain legislation, take certain actions. So again, private organizations with unelected individuals and representatives with private interests and agendas. So in February and March 2020, the world began to experience an unprecedented global health event in the form of the one that starts with C, ends with D, has a V in the middle, and can't be said due to censorship. So in response, countries around the world threw out their plans and they began to implement the same very illogical and authoritarian procedures that had never been used before. Now, people were told to wear masks and stay 6 feet apart. Entire populations of healthy individuals were quarantined in their homes through lockdowns, curfews, and restricted travel. Borders, businesses, and schools were closed. Communities, economies, and mental health were destroyed as people just complied due to intense fear. And depending on where you lived, the degrees of this varied. Over time, people lost their jobs, businesses, homes, incomes, and livelihoods as a result of choosing not to engage in experimental practices and medical mandates. Protesters against government authority were silenced by police, and anyone speaking out or questioning the events online were really heavily censored and still are. So this is being decided by governments and independent people on the name of your safety, all under the direction to trust the science and trust the experts and the data without ever seeing the science or meeting the experts or reading the data. So the interesting thing is that the directives and mandates were simultaneously rolled out across the world, and they all came as recommendations from the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, and the United Nations, either as organizations or from their individual members, all of whom fill very influential roles in society and often have quite a wide reach within the community. So the needs of the individual, being you, were discarded and thrown away in favor of the good of the whole and the common good, and we were told we're all in this together. But governments and authority failed to consider the best interests of their citizens for the long term, and instead followed these draconian and authoritarian procedures that were dictated by unelected centralized organizations. And why? Why did they throw out everything they had planned and prepared? What possible incentives did governments and individuals in government have to ignore the overall needs and welfare of their own citizens and to turn democracies into authoritarian regimes and, dare I say, dictatorships in some cases? So what then was the goal of all this? Well, during this time, the term the Great Reset and the New World Order began to be used quite commonly by governments and World Economic Forum members, especially its founding member Klaus Schwab. So the goal of the Great Reset is to use the events of 2020 as a catalyst for change, which sounds great. It aims to sort of reset our human systems and restructure our global economy and the way we live to address social, environmental, health, and economic challenges. So the World Economic Forum tells us at the end of the Great Reset, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. But if we own nothing, who owns it? Well, if the last few years are an indication, the Great Reset will continue to shift wealth from small businesses and individuals to global organizations and wealthy elite, like the members of the World Economic Forum. So we're told that in this reset, everyone has a role to play, and it requires you to comply and go along with what they have planned. Don't question, because these people know what's best for you and us. Individual needs must be sacrificed for the good of the whole. And when you go onto the World Economic Forum website, they discuss issues and technologies like artificial intelligence to take over human jobs and even bodies. And identification and tracking will be used to deal with cybersecurity. Your health procedures will be mandated and centrally monitored by the government, and will all be herded into centralized cities, and digital currency will be centralized and controlled. And if you comply, you can spend your money, but if you don't, they may just freeze your funds and your bank accounts. So I'm not making this up. This is all on their websites, and all of this is for your safety and well-being, and it's for your own good and the climate and the environment, because these people have decided that this is the world they want to create. But in other words, there's a lot of centralizing, tracking, monitoring, and control of all the aspects of your daily life, such as finances and health, where you can live and where you can travel, which means reduced independence, freedom, and choice about how you live your life. So under the Great Reset, the authoritarianism and centralized control that we've seen the last 2 to 3 years is just the beginning. So what does this mean for you? How do you respond to the Great Reset? Well, at the end of the day, there's one way out of this, and it's pretty simple, and one way to begin to choose to live your life: non-compliance. See, those behind the Great Reset are far outnumbered by the rest of the population, and authority only has control when the people give it to them. So if no one complied with lockdowns and masks and mandates and allowed their own businesses, lives, and mental health to be destroyed by their own inaction, there would be no lockdowns. Life would have gone on. When you look around the world, in many countries, the lockdowns disappeared when people stood up, protested, and said no more, individually, but as a big group together. So at your core, you're a sovereign, independent being. You have freedom, choice, and control over your life, and that is your birthright. No one has control or authority over you unless you give it to them. So these people, at the end of the day, are just people. Only the system we live in has caused you to forget your freedom and independence and what you really are at your core. It exists and it's structured to keep you small. So moving forward, every day and every little decision, start to consider if it's contributing contributing to small business, freedom of choice for individuals and yourself? Or is it contributing to more centralization, global corporations, control and authority? Now, this applies to everything. The banks and service providers you choose, the products you buy, the work you do, and the way you educate your kids. And I totally get it. It's actually quite challenging to fully extract yourself from this system. We have to eat, we have to feed ourselves, we need to keep a roof over our head. And this system has grown to make it very difficult to pull yourself out of it and make really ethical, moral, sovereign choices. So the best you can do is just do the best you can do. Every day, in every little choice, just try to make the best choice that you can and gradually pull yourself out, but as fast as possible. There's nothing to fear in all of this. The Great Reset only happens if we let it, and more people are waking up to see the truth of what's going on in the world. And the choice is always yours. The Great Reset is not a conspiracy theory. It's real. And it's currently being rolled out across the world and discussed by your governments and leaders and other influential people. Don't just believe me and don't dismiss this either. Do your own research. And good news, it's not all bad. In fact, the very existence of the Great Reset has become a catalyst for the opposite outcome that's planned. A great awakening is occurring. And I've already talked about it in some other episodes. But in my next episode, I'm going to talk about how the Great Awakening and the Great Reset are actually connected and how they're playing off one another. So make sure you check it out. I'll pop it up on the screen and the link's in the description. If you want to know what is going on in the world, then make sure you check out my new book, Unity, How the Universe, the World, and You Really Work. In this, I've attempted to lay out all the pieces and join all the dots to help you understand. Again, the link's in the description. Thank you for watching wherever you are on your journey. I hope this helped get you thinking and put some of the pieces of the puzzle together. Have a great day, and I will see you next time.